Okay, so continuing in Yonei Harchokos. Okay, so we did Hoshata. There's more in Hoshata that's in a future packet. I wish we had it right now. I would do it right now. You didn't find it on the okay.
Rabbi, what's the meaning by kvatership?
Oh yeah, so kvat. See, so I have a whole thing on that. I made another packet in Hoshata. You want to see on the thing, Ezra?
Does everybody know what packet it is?
It's like a supplement of sorts.
One more.
Maybe 1 second. I'll tell you in a second, Mayor. 1 second. Let's see if he has it. If Ben Zion Feldschlitter finds it right now, he's going to get it in a minute. Maybe we'll talk and do that packet. I'd rather do that packet now, and because there was some extra Hoshata things that I made another packet about, and
sometimes very too far.
But Hoshata for Kvater, so if you hold that you could carry a Chayno Seisatzmo, so then, and you follow like some hold like Tosis in the first Tosis there in Rabbi Elazar de Mila, that you say Chayno Seisatzmo even by a little baby, so then you have that Heter. Rabbi Badi likes the Heter, I think, from the Ben Ish Chai, that if you have two pillows, in other words, Rabbi Meir Kesselman is asking, a lot of times, the mechaber, a young couple, to be the kvater, he found it.
16B.
So maybe we'll do that today, 16B. So if we can you see if you can find 16B, we'll do packet 16B today. But, so a lot of times young couples get, to be kvaters. They say it's supposed to be a school if you don't have children, to become a kvater. So, but a lot of times the wife is a nida. Okay, please mute. The wife is a nida, and then it becomes an issue. So Rabbi Badi likes the heter of the Ben Ish Chai, that if you have two pillows, and the wife is carrying two pillows and then the baby, and the husband takes off from the top pillow. For that as a kula. I think it's from the Ben Ish Chai. So that would be a mahalach. Or sometimes if she wants to confide in a friend, that she and there'd be a middleman, so that would, but sometimes people, as somebody once said, they didn't have children and they were getting kvater, so the woman said, I'm kvatered out already. A person has to have chokmah to know when to give it, when not to give it, because sometimes it's like a stigma. You give him kvater, oh, that's a way of saying that I don't have children.
So what would the jury think? Is it a good thing to try to have some of the
kvater? So it depends on how long they've been trying,
Let's say 3 years.
Yeah, so if it's a type of thing that they would appreciate, in other words,
right.
If it's something that they, in other words, they feel that it's like a stigma.
Right.
I'll tell you something that
I asked somebody and they told me not that. They can't do that.
Right. And I'll tell you another thing. I always thought this, and 1 year Yisachar friend on Tisha B'Av said this word. And I thought about it also, and I think it's something to say, because there's the following. Then a lot of times when somebody has a simcha and they say mazel tov on the simcha, then somebody says im yirtzeh Hashem bayu. So I think the Rabbi Franz said, and I agree 100%, that could be onos dvarim. In other words, onos dvarim means when you say something and it offends somebody else. He means well, im yirtzeh Hashem bayu. But Yisra Mishiyu means you're highlighting the fact that this person doesn't have whatever it is. So they say, "Im Yirtzeh Hashem Bayu." So I'm very into not saying "Im Yirtzeh Hashem Bayu." I'm very into not saying that because, you know, he's saying Mazel Tov to you. So okay, he knows that he doesn't have this Simcha now, but so I'm very not into saying that. You know, somebody has got engaged, somebody has a child, somebody has whatever. That's what he said on Tisha B'Av on the Tisha B'Av video, and and that's what I always thought as well.
I don't understand that. What's the difference than saying Shalom Aleichem? The other guy says Aleichem Shalom. Mazel Tov is a bracha of good mazel.
No, but you're highlighting the idea that somebody doesn't have this thing.
If you know the person doesn't have it.
In other words, that's the idea. That's the proof of the point. When do people say it? People say it to place somebody has a child, and this guy doesn't have a child yet. So you say Imir Tzeshem Bayu, or somebody's engaged, he's not engaged. In other words, when you say Imir Tzeshem Bayu, you're highlighting the fact that this person doesn't have that thing. Even though you mean well, but sometimes the person means well is not good enough. You have to do well. In other words, sometimes I hold that so no, it's the bar. That's what Rabbi Fran said, and I agree with him.
You're being my name, the person from a chashuv brocha.
You don't have to say it. You can say it.
Maybe a guy like me, okay, but the Rebbe gives a brocha. The Rebbe not to say it.
So you can say it. You can say maybe it. You don't have to say it to his face. You can give him the brocha. Giving a bracha doesn't mean you have to say it to him. You can give a bracha when he leaves. You can say, "I wish this fellow," you know. It's bracha between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not between.
I think in Israel you could do it because they're not so sensitive. Maybe Americans are very sensitive.
Yeah. Okay. Americans are sensitive. Could be. Okay.
I actually hear that all
the
time.
Word sensitive
doesn't
really. Yeah. Yeah. Americans.
Depends on the situation, of course. Yeah, but generally, never to answer somebody.
No, so I don't know if I think maybe it's a minig, not such a good minig. Just a minig.
Okay,
just,
no, I'm not. To make a change, I have to really understand it. Somebody comes to me if I'm making for children or grandchildren or my own birthday, I shouldn't say about the other guy, but I have simchas.
No, that's what I feel. I hold not.
Even general, it's just a general thing that you only said, I mean, Hashem will come to you for simchas.
No.
Okay.
That's my opinion. That's okay. What Rabbi Fran said.
I wanted to get it out clear.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear it clear.
But that's what I just feel that you're...
So what do you say, thank you? What do you say, thank you?
You say Mazel Tov. You say, okay, well, Amen, whatever.
Okay.
But like, what do you have to point to him? Yimitzar Hashem B'Yu means that we're highlighting the fact that you don't have this. We're highlighting someone's chisaron. That's what I feel. But when Rabbi Fran said it on Tisha B'Av 1 year and the Chofetz Chaim video, I feel, oh, Baruch Shekivanti, that he also thought like me. And you're right, but Americans are sensitive. You know, Rav Henoch Leibowitz said, Yeshiva Bachrim today in America, they're like, Rabbi Mendelssohn said this. He says, like tissue paper.
Who's
that? Rav Henoch Leibowitz. He says, Yeshiva Bachrim in America today are like tissue paper. They're very, very easily torn apart. Okay, so then they're
economic.
We're not what people are, you know, different personalities, you know, maybe in Israel people are tougher, you know. Or European, whatever, American yeshiva boys, sensitive. Okay, so that's fine. That's what they are. That's Matthias. Okay, so 16B. Thank you for finding who found it.
Ezra
and Matthias and all the emails. So this is the packet that I was looking for. So
it's also a 16B supplement.
16B supplement,
yeah,
right?
Don't ask questions that Ezra actually.
16B supplement and 16B complement. It's good. Okay. So take a look in the Ikri Hadas. Das is the Neil Tierney, Svadi Tohar.
What page is it again?
Page 1 in 16B.
Is it Gemara, right?
That's 60B supplement.
Oh, that's 60. So where's 16B?
Here.
1 second. So this is good. Okay, so, but anyway, let's take a look at the supplement for a second. We'll do the supplement then between the two of us. I'm glad you found it, Rabbi Osei, because I felt we didn't finish our shota yet. I wasn't ready to go into achila yet. So he has here, chasen ha-mekadosh kolosha shepir senida. So, matzah lo takana l'katsha bezrika, shelo liga bepsara. So we discussed this, right? And the Maril, we said the Maril says to do, let's look at the Maril. We have the Maril, this is where I put the Maril. I actually found the Maril. What page is the Maril?
Page 2.
Page 2 in the, Minik here. Vimakala, the end of the paragraph. The line that begins Hatsoif. Vimakala eina tahora lebaila mesirin mealrosha miyarach. No, that's not what I was looking for.
Oh, I was looking on the left side of the page.
Oh, yeah, the left side. Oh, take a look. Farmer la adim shiyiru shikacha. Gabisha yomar kidein haria mekadesh libit abazuk of Israel. So that's the Maril. First of all, as I told you, the our rings today, if you're going to try to, it's not going to work. You're going to try to have her put her finger like this, and it's not going to work. Maybe if they had bigger rings, then either bigger rings or smaller fingers. But one second, someone's calling. One second, hello. Ken, Ashav ani b'emsa shiur tikasher mama. Okay, hold on.
Didn't
Rabbi
say that the
Rav also had the system? Yeah. I think the Rav. Look at Rav Shachter's, one of Rav Shachter's farm. I think he might have it there.
Is there any concern just to drop it into the palm of her hand and then she puts on the finger herself?
You're
giving her the
Kesef Kiddush,
and then she
can
do
whatever
she wants.
Right. But the best eitzah I hold is what we said, that she's not in it. The Isser's only Ishto neither. She's not your Isha until afterwards. So when you're giving it to her, she's not. And then the second later, she becomes your Isha. So that was. And then. So that was the first thing. And then there's a couple of more things that he says here. Yeah, take a look for a second in the Beis Yitzchak. Beis Yitzchak is on page 5 of the supplement here. Beis Yitzchak was one of the Gedolei Hador, you know, Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis in Lvov. He He has famous tshuvas about electricity. B'davar she'el v'bal she'nosen get le'ishto nida. Say he's Megarish, his wife, and she's a Nida. So what's the story there? Okay, so he has, so the Beis Yitzchak has a tshuva on this. He says like this, tshuva, Beis tshuva is bedover. Ha'echad kelen shechol iser shelo yoshid hu midrabanan, shemiyavol de kelen de hergal avera. The whole Isser is the Rabbanon. Yeshlom came in to get Rechoka Asi Lo Chashin and Dali De Kein Yovol De Hergel Avera. In other words, the whole idea is that the whole Isser of Lo Yoshin is only in the Rabbanon, right? Because that'll, we're afraid, you hand something that it's going to bring closeness. But the whole point of a get is to, so to speak, you're getting rid of, you know, you're me marchik. Lo chashina da ken yovel de hergel avera. And this is the famous Gemara Pesachim. Oh, this is Shaykh Pesachim. Kin aminim b'shas Pesachim yud aleph. Hu atzma machzei alav l'sorfa mechal ka'achol minei. Right, so what does that mean? That the Gemara says that you're not allowed to touch chametz. You're not allowed to pick up chametz on Pesach. You might come to eat it. But say you're picking it up to burn it. So that we know. So the point is, you're picking it up to be machik. So they're not going to come to eat it. So the same thing. In other words, if you're giving her something that's ultimately going to be machik yourself from her, so then there's no iser of passing a get. So that was one svar, he says. So that's a fascinating, the first point, he's mefalpel in that. These were the Gedolim from Galicia, right? The Beis Yitzchak. Lvov. I told you one year, there was the Ritz dinner. And so Dr. Lamb always spoke at the Ritz dinner. So one year he wasn't there because his grandson's bar mitzvah. And they went to, and Dr. Lamb is from Galicia. So he was in Lvov. So he recorded a video from Lvov. I'm here from Lvov, and my grandson's bar mitzvah, I'm taking back to his roots. And he gave a whole drasha from there. And then Oz Beis, he says, V'hine, in the bottom. Yesh tama shemuta lehoshi gam leishto miyado liyado lul asu chom lehoshi rach ba'oda ishto. So this is the similar svara to the kedushin, right? Flip, right? Lul asu chom lehoshi rach ba'oda ishto. The ishto should disgarsh lul asu chom lehoshi. Who had the beget? Came and they came disgarsh lul asu chazal. So in a certain way, it's a stira, yeah. Right? Because you say, but right now she's your wife. She only becomes. So you could have said, if I cared, maybe. If you want to use the svara to give the kabbas kedushin when she's in need, but she's not your wife yet. But here, it's the opposite. She is your wife when you get it. When once she gets it, then she becomes. But since, similar, some kind of svara. And then there was another thing. Oh, then the end of the tshuva here, in the bottom left. I am beikre hadas simon chof aleph osdalid. That's the Ikrei Hadas we just showed. The Maisi Mirav Echad Lahatel Yisha Yoledes. Excuse me. So the Senes Haben Flamila Labaila. So Yodo Chesis Pekesis Echad Labaila Bashnia. Right? That was the Heter Rav Abadi likes with the pillows, the two pillows. because of Limash, because of Tashbait, the Materis Lahoshit Ben Mishum Chainos Esasma. Zaleisa, then he the Tosis Virle Ben Chainos Esasma. Rash, question is, do you say Chainos Esasma when you're so young? So Tosis, in the beginning of Rabbi Lezer the Mila, says yes. Aval Rash, because of Lezer the Mila, Davkot, and Mila Lashar, because of Chainos Esasma. But of course, with Toises, Rabbi Lezer the Mila, Lachar, Mila, Hatina, Cholov, and Lashar, Chainos Esasma. Okay. But now he says another word. Listen to this word. Achulai Tama Matiri, Mishum de Mila Basara. Now, as Mila, you usually, you know, during COVID, maybe you know, have these private milas, because usually there's a minion at a bris milah, right? You always have a minion at a bris milah. So therefore, well, choshev leherel ger laveik much because of beged of a kedushin. We come welcome. There's something that's normally done publicly, so there's no chiba involved. It's done publicly. But okay, it's only Harel Garlaveira, something that will cause intimacy, more something more private. So Mila's Basara, so no. So those are the Svaras. And then okay, so that was the true, and then the Binyan Tzion was the one you want to see. We sure saw, but you want to see the Binyan Tzion here. On page four. He's the one who says the svara that I like. Yeah. Shasha Moshe that died in Mukudeshus, in Ishto, right? At the left side, the left column, like Kuflamates in the Binyan Tzion. He says that word. It's always good to know who's the one who has his word, the Binyan Tzion, of Yaakov Edlinger. So I like this word. Okay, so those are some of the things that I want to... Now let's see what else in the regular packet here. So the Yosef Oimetz. Here, so the Yosef Oimetz has this other word about the two pillows. The two pillows, take a look. Should Yosef Oimetz the Chidah. I don't know, apparently I wasn't able to get it in the library when I was making this packet. That's why I used, usually I don't use the because you don't have the Tzuras Adaf, but it must have been not available. Now they got it, you know, they came out several years ago with Kol Kisvei HaChidah, 20 volumes, at least, of all the Svarim of the Chidah. So, I always mentioned it in Shir, because the YU library didn't want to buy it. They said it was too expensive, and we have all the svarim, even though you have to go to 30 different places to get it, they didn't want to buy it. Now they have it. They bought it. It's there. Fifth floor. So I said so many times this year, so two talmidim of mine, or as Masada Kedushin, at both their weddings, they chipped in and they bought me Kol Kisvei Achidah. So this is my apartment. I don't have so many svarim because, you know, in an apartment you can't have. So luckily I live right across the street from the Gottesman Library, so I don't have to have all the svarim in my library, in my, you know. But I have Kol Kisvei Achidah in my apartment. So if you ever need a sefer for the Chidah, I have Kol Kisvei Achidah in my apartment. Well, what can I tell you? So the Yosef Ometz, he writes here, on the arrow on the left side. Agam shekatzav nedochol ha'achmer b'chol ma'shukosim v'yishalach v'shehud with bar mitzvah rega kato that I pray pam b'yoyvel. Hakvetzah she'ishi yilez v'avas nafshin ratzol yosadekes v'ben ha'yilod. Ha'mine shol kachas ha'yelam v'lichol l'beis ha'dod. She'osim ha'milam v'rasenes l'yad avi ha'ben. Hanna says ha'yelad Agav kesses cotton kosher of kesses over there. Then he tells all the Omer is a psukim, not the Sadak Yosef and Salakise. Shamati Jis Nogi Mesulanoki Kakimaya Leilad Shate Sadekas, Sweet Nushne Sasos Ktar, Vikashur Yala Ale, Matsia Sasam Vayoledis, Tokas Ayelad, the Simulogi, the Ebb Kesses Arisha, Avia Ben, Kedo has a Kesses Ashane. So that was the two pillow thing. In other words, he's holding it from the bottom pillow and he takes it from the top pillow. And then he says, well, there's some Rishonim who hold that the whole Issa doesn't apply. There's no Issa Hashadra. So that was another. Like do the derech shinoi of sorts. Oh, so then I always like to say over from the Pardes Remoinim, the Heilige Pardes Remoinim. That's the old Pardes Remoinim. That's one of the classic Sforim on Hilchas Nida. You know, Rabbi Moshe David Tendler Shlita. He wrote one of the first Hilchas Nida books in English. It's interesting, Dr. Lamb, Zechrono Zatzal, he wrote one of the first Hashkafas Svarim on Hilchas Nida, on Nida, Hedge of Roses. That was a classic, you know, Taras HaMishpacha, to get people to go to the mikvah. He wrote that, Hedge of Roses. And Rabbi Tendler wrote Pardes Rimonim, not this Pardes Rimonim, but a different Pardes Rimonim. One of the first Hilchas Nida Svarim in English. And the old, you know, I remember when, you know, I'll tell you fellas, I remember in the early years when I came to Yeshiva, the YU Svarim sale was in the Klein Base Medrash. You believe it? That's where the YU Svarim sale was. And it was popular. It wasn't that it was not popular. It was popular then. Because that was before the whole English industry existed. It was before Art Scroll. The only English things those days were Rabbi Shimon Eider's books on Shabbos and the 3 weeks and something like that. That was the English industry. That was before the whole English Art Scroll really existed. My bar mitzvah, all of Art Scroll was the Chamesh Megillos. That was the whole Art Scroll. I remember when it first started. Remember Rabbi Berzon was on Rav, that was Rabbi Zari Berzon's father. So he was saying this new thing just came out. Art Scroll is very good translation. That was the beginning. You know, it started with Megillas Esther. Rabbi Meir Zlatowitz, his friend, passed away, and he wanted to translate Megillas Esther by Shloshim. And he did. And that was the first thing. And then from that was the Megillas Esther was the Chamesh Megillas, and then it took on a life of its own. But so they had a nice farm sale right here. You would think, you think about it today, you know. But that was before computers, everything was done by hand. There was no computers then. You know, it was good because I was in the dorm right upstairs here. So I'd go down and buy my farm, take it up to my room. It was very convenient. So that was the Elias farm sale. So what does the Pardis Rimonim say? So he discusses Reisi B'tash Beitz, Shekos of Litol Miyod Hatinok Niro Deshari, right? That's what we saw the other day, that the Tash Beitz permitted the Chaynos is Asma. Chekos of Shom Mesim and Reish Lamed, Sheish Lohoka Litol Tinok Miyod. Mishum dechayno says asma, good isim perik mafan and perik notel. Viena so klum. A latinok asma who yote michek imo bol in chek oviv. Right? We saw that. Vina filu feed vorov who betinok shu notel achas, miniach achas, or betinok shu sorrow goro, or sir, right? Okay. Omnum liniana du tamumod, my inyan zelotso shabbos. Right? That's the question everyone asks is, you know, chayno says asma, is it didn't have the shabbos have to do with this? And Shabbos, because it didn't mean Mishkan Gabriel. Hashaykin Khan Tam, Masha Osul Hoshim Yodel Yodel, Mishum Shema Yigam Bipsara. Rosif Olonam and Nochel Hachmer Fil Bidover Oroch, Shema Yuzar Bituvi Yigam Yodel. Okay, who are Dinel Kamel Tinok Yodel Yodel Osir? Mamakach Shachaino Sehat Sasva. Oh, Vakatia Hashash Mikoma Ode, Shema Yigam Bipsara. So if I feel the Zrika, that's the Binyan Ben Zev, right? We did the Binyan Ben Zev the other day. I feel the Zrika's Osir, so then Kal V'chomer that a Tinuk should be Osir. In other words, you want to say the Tinuk is Chaynos Es Matzmo, so. But Zrika's Osir. Zrika's even more Kal, and it's still Osir. You're standing here, and you're standing over there, I'm standing here, I'm throwing you something. You're throwing your frisbee. We have your frisbee catch. Moshikosu b'kos shari durim. Okay, na filo tomer da hashatas hatinok damilis rika. You want to say hashatas hatinok is like the kid is like propelling himself, so to speak. But rika is also aser. Kamke aser v'tash meyishol b'tabiel. Oh, so this is his word. I like to say that the v'tash meyish who permits the tinok. Yishlomar he's l'shitaso shehit yisham lizrok, but he is matzrika. We'll see that inside. So since he's matzrika, that's why. But we waser zrika should ask this. And king Yishlomar should dima hashotas atinu lizrika. Pasha chaynos es asma. Gam zeh yishlodan lo timing klal zel zeh. Uvur kol hamayin umam vima de kaimelon tafil al yizrika aser. But if you held that even in all your days, Rika is also culture can also have a Kabbal Tina of Mizel is that came near on his dynasty. So that was the Pardes Rimonim. I Xerox that, you see, in the first packet, I used the old Tash Beitz. And then in this packet, I used the nice Tash Beitz. See, take a look on page 6. It says, Osel Hoshi Dover Miyodo Liyada. The word paragraph of Primash Medavka Midi Dachila. Varashi Hayanisa Shlo Hoshi La Mafteach. Kenogu. Lito Miyodo Atinak Nir Shemutter. So you see that he matted those two things. So the Pardes Rimonim's Chiddush is these two things are all the Shitasim. But if you aser Zrika, once the Binyamin Zev aser Zrika, then we should aser that too. But Lamaisa, I'm makel that with the Tinok. And I'm Machmer and the Zrika, so I don't follow the Shtikal Torah. But that's the Shtikal Torah of the Pardes Rimonim. I told you, Reb David Feinstein didn't want to be Mekel. I asked him once. That was the year that he didn't test it. He wasn't in our sukkah. So when he wasn't in our sukkah, then I didn't have the same. But he's in our sukkah, so he was there the whole time. We were able to, well, the other sukkah, then I had to go into the other sukkah. It was a little awkward. So I just came in, said good yontif, and then I asked him three questions, and I left. So one of the questions was about heter for. I hear what, you know, what Rabbi Willing was concerned, that people could, put a tinok on, because they're taking out of the car, they're taking the baby, they put the chas v'sholom on the car, and the chas v'sholom the tinok rolls over. It's terrible. So, and it's such a chumrah, So Rav Avad Yosef says, why we machm? Because it's a dover kal. What's the big deal? To give him the key, put the key down. But a baby is a big deal. So I think, so he says, because Ron says, if it's not such a big tirchel, we say something to Rabban al-Khumra, because it's not such a big deal. But anything with a baby is a big deal. It is a big deal. So, they can have terrible situations. And most Rishonim don't hold from Shitas Rash. So the thing is that the Shulchan Aruch brought it down. So in the Shulchan Aruch, you don't see that it's only a. Certain thing, I wrote it, you have to read my piece. You should read my piece. I wrote a piece of the Mashbir. The Mashbir? Mashbir is a Torah journal that I have to write for this year, so I didn't write it, but as Hashem will write. It's in memory of Rav Avadi Yosef. Yosef Hu HaMashbir. So I try to write every year for him. And Divrei Torah in memory of Rav Avadi Yosef. So last one I wrote, the previous year someone made a whole article based on discussing which Rishonim the Beis Yosef had and which Rishonim he didn't have. So based on that, I explained a whole bunch of things of how come the Shulchan Aruch Paskin the way he did in a lot of cases. And I showed in many cases that that he, because he didn't have this Rishon, he didn't have that Rishon. That's the Avnei Nezer says. If he would have had this Rishon, he would have said differently. He would have said differently. And some say no, that you don't. Some say, like Rav Gutman pointed out from the Tumim, it's Ashkacha what he had, but he didn't have. But that's his words. You see right here at the Tash Beitz that he says both Pesachim. Okay. And I want to show you something from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. I always like to show this to people. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach on page 15. I had one conversation with Rav Shlomo Zalman about the Brach on Cheerios. That was the one conversation I had with him. So the mice, he... maybe after when I turn off the recorder, I can tell you a little bit. But I'll show you this, then we'll turn off the recorder, then I can say when I... he quotes the Tash Beitz that you could be Mako. He says... One second... there's one line I want to find here. Came in the Gavra Rabba Omer Milsa Hinani Levi. In other words, people say, the Tash Beitz doesn't make sense. Gavra Rabba Omer Milsa, you don't just machavek. Tash Beitz only came to Eger Yisrael Oniskim before Shbegmar. Lachem and Sinu Lomar, the Osakim, Mikai Gavna, Shekol Nasa, Rak Al Yidei, Habal, Vaisha. Aval Begavna, that there's somebody else involved, not only the Baal and Isha. So the Tinok is part of the, he's making it, he's part of the carrying process, which he's no says Atzmo. So then, like Rabbi Daniel Feldman said, so it's not just so intimate anymore, because it's not just Baal and Isha. But the main point I want to show is Kaven de Gavra Rabba Amar Milsa, you know, that Nakuda. Okay, I'll turn off.